96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. As of July 1st, it is legal to sell alcohol on Sundays in Prince George's County, and store owners are rushing to apply for the sales permits. However, if this is the law now, why are we only now beginning to see this growing opposition to some Sunday liquor sales? Well, joining me to talk about this rather complex issue are Prince George's County Council Member Karen Tolles, Belinda Queen, who is a community activist, and Charles Caldwell. He is the chair of the Board of License Commissioners for Prince George's County. If you have a question about this issue, if you are happy about Sunday sales of liquor in Prince George's County, if it bothers you that this law was passed and you were concerned about the effect that it's going to have on your community or others, give us a call. Interested in hearing from you at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Council member, Ms. Queen, Mr. Caldwell, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Good
to
see you, Harold.
Okay. Let me first kind of get an overview of your concern, council member. What's the problem? Of course, the law was passed, and as I said, the permits are now available. What's the problem?
Well, I think to me, and I think the people that represent me to serve them in the county, I'm going to speak specifically for District 7. While this impacts the entire county, I think it is important. I'm going to speak about the constituents that I serve and what I hear. It's just the point of the saturation of licenses and the idea that many of the licenses will be given to individual business owners that live in communities in which I serve. And so, or I'm sorry, that have their businesses in communities in which I serve. And I just feel that is, to me, an injustice to have those liquor licenses be given priority to areas that are around our established communities. And I think that if they want to have licenses, and they should look at equally spreading them throughout Prince George's County. I just think our communities don't deserve to have
for
that.
For those who aren't familiar, you're in District 7.
Yes.
Okay, that's the Suitland area, but...
Well, it's, let me say,
others.
It's Capitol Heights. Yeah.
Capitol Heights.
You always say that. It's Capitol Heights, Sea Pleasant, which many of the licenses are going in those areas because they are a stone's throw away from the District of Columbia line. And then I have Temple Hills, Hillcrest, Suitland, Forestville, District Heights. So I have about 103,000 constituents I serve. And also our border communities that represents District Heights, Forestville, other parts of Capitol Heights that I don't serve. So this is really, you're talking about 200,000 or 300,000 constituents that can be impacted from the priority going around communities that border Washington, D.C.
Mr. Caldwell, what determines how these permits are issued? Is it first come, first serve? Are they spread out? How is that done?
Well, okay. Thank you for letting us discuss this evening. First of all, the licenses are already issued, and they belong to the licensees. What this new statute has done is allowed off sales on Sundays for those who qualify, and that the people who qualify are the holders of Class A licenses, which are beer, wine, and liquor license off sale, or a Class B beer, wine, and liquor license with an off sale privilege, and what we call a B plus, which is a restaurant plus a liquor store, and they are already allowed to sell off sale.
So you're saying that they're already allowed to sell Monday through Saturdays?
Monday through Saturday, they have the licenses. The only people that are allowed to apply for this off sale permit for Sunday sales are people who already have those underlying licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And these the permits, we have the legislature decided that we should have 100 potential permits to be issued. There are 160-some potential applicants. Of that universe, 134 did apply. So we have to hold hearings to determine the possibly 100 of the 134 to issue the permits.
Okay, so with that said, Ms. Queen, what community do you live in?
I live in a Capitol Heights. I live in a Capitol Heights community. Also, I have a house in a District Heights community.
Okay, so and you're opposed to the Sunday liquor sales. Is that correct?
I'm definitely opposed to the Sunday liquor sales.
Why?
One of the things is because personally, I feel like people need a day to detox. Okay, and we're not giving them that day to detox. The next thing is we're going to have a lot more loitering. People just hanging around, is constantly drinking. It's going to be a lot more family issues. That's normally Monday through Saturday. Normally they had a day of rest. Sunday was that day that was set aside for that day of rest for most people, and they're not going to have that day because it's people who are already out there who are drinking, who are alcoholic, who do have problems. Now the family members have to worry about that 7 days a week. They don't get that one day to try to take time and spend time with their family or save that family person. So now what we have decided as we elected officials have decided, you know what, we're not really going to care about the people we represented or care about our county. We're just going to serve it 7 days a week. And as a health enterprise zone, the 20743, which is a zone, it's a health enterprise zone, we're not thinking about having our people in that area healthy.
Let me go to the phone lines. I want to talk to some of the people about this issue. We are talking about Sunday liquor sales in Prince George's County. We are in process in Prince George's County right now of figuring out who will be able to sell liquor on Sunday. Already a law. Permits have been applied for. What do you think? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Sue, calling from Upper Marlboro. What's on your mind?
Hi, my name is Sue. I would like to say absolutely not.
Why not?
We have enough trouble with people, not even necessarily drunk drivers, people that have poor driving techniques here in Prince George's County. I see it every day. There's an accident practically every day as I'm driving to work. We don't need Sunday as an additional day for people driving and drinking. Not only that, my Bible says that we should keep the Sabbath holy, meaning that we should have, I agree with the previous caller, we should have one day when we're not sinning and we're not drinking and we're just praising God and, you know, serving our families and just relaxing without having to worry about inebriated drivers out on the road.
Okay, Sue, thank you. I appreciate it. Sherry, calling from Landover. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Okay, my name is Sherry James. I live in the Prince George's County area in the Landover area.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two particular liquor stores. One is Cox and one is Palmer, who have applied for those liquor licenses. I've lived in that area for about 20, probably close to 30 years, and I have made complaints about Palmer. Palmer has a bad driving window. That driving window extends cars out into the street. So on Sundays, and I took pictures of it because I complained about this before, that those cars are extending themselves down the highway in the daytime and the nighttime, and that is just an unsafe situation. And we have complained, and no one has done anything about it. And now we're going to say we're going to legalize this situation. We're going to let Palmer have these cars going up and down the highway. There's an accident waiting to happen. And what bothers me more than anything, we have Prince George's County Police who are their security. They see that these people are violating laws by having these cars stringing themselves down the highway, a very dangerous highway, Martin Luther King mm-hmm. Highway, where the traffic is always flowing very fast.
Okay.
And they have these cars going down the highway trying to get into the driving line at Palmer Liquor Store.
Well, let me say this, Sherry, because the council member is here. She's taking notes. She's hearing your point. That's not even your district, but...
It's only nine of us, so we serve all the county.
Well, I was going to say, so I'm sure, Sherry, that there is someone that the council member may be able to put you in touch with
yes.
that issue. But all of these things certainly connected. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4877. 76. Sunday liquor stores and liquor sales in Prince George's County. That's the issue. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about Sunday liquor sales in Prince George's County. Already a law permitting process now in effect. Hearings going on right now in Prince George's County. My guests tonight are Prince George's County Councilmember Karen Toles from District 7, Belinda Queen, she's a community activist in Capitol Heights, and Charles Caldwell, he is the chair of the Board of License Commissioners for Prince George's County. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's talk briefly about the hearings. For those who want to find out how they can attend to voice their opinions about this process, Councilmember Toles, where can they go online?
They can go to, and we have Charles here, the meetings, the hearings are held through the end of September, through September 25th, and they are at 9201 Basil Court in Largo, Maryland. Charles, the chair, who has been, you know, taking my calls, if you want to chime in, I appreciate your
work. Well, Charles, please, please share that with me.
It's 9201.
92, thank you. Sorry, Charles.
I'm sorry. Basically, where we are is the licenses, we've held two hearings. We have three more scheduled. The hearings are posted on our website, which is the Liquor Board from the Prince George's County Liquor Site. It's the Board of License Commissioners. Or if you Google Liquor Board, you'll get it.
Prince George's County MD.gov. And just hit the liquor board, the license.
Okay.
The license
if you just Google liquor board, Prince George's County, you'll get it.
Okay. Now, when are the hearings, Mr. Caldwell? Because I know last week, there was a hearing. There was one in the evening. Are they during the day? Are they in the evening? Are they when?
Both. Just a moment, and I'll tell you exactly when the next hearing will be held.
It's September 15th. Is that correct? And I believe that's at 9:30 a.m.
Okay, 9:30 a.m. Well, yeah. Why 9:30 a.m.?
That's what I said, Harold. Why 9:30 a.m.? I do think that it's a problem.
That's when we hold our hearings.
Okay, but certainly, I mean, if we're talking about community issues, I'm just common sense here. Help, you know, maybe not. I don't know.
The hearings that we've held so far have been in the evening. Mm-hmm. This one on the 15th is day hearing. It's a day hearing day. We generally hold our hearings on Tuesdays during the day.
Well, hold that point. We've got a lot more to talk about, and I need to take another break. But if you're on the line, that includes Kiona, John, Chanel, please stay with us. We're still taking calls, 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown tonight with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Don't hang up. We continue this conversation in 15 seconds.